This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 2021-125.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems, career, health, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to motivate you, inspire you, so that you can get along and get ahead in life. So that said, let's get started. A happy Monday morning to you. I'm recording this early Monday morning on the January the 25th. Okay, I made the biggest blunder yesterday. Maybe not the biggest blunder. There's always something good in every bad that happens anyway. So something that I never imagined. It put me in a position where I couldn't sleep all night. Here I am, sleepless and recording this podcast, and the experience from yesterday is a perfect topic for today's podcast episode. This is called turning a misery into an opportunity. Otherwise, I would wake up and like, what should I speak on the podcast today? There's nothing that I need to speak, so I'll speak something. Now, I think you'll love this. You're going to love this, I promise you. So, here is the backstory. I had been recording some videos, some training programs for my upcoming career coaching program. Not sure yet that I'll do it or not. Maybe one-on-one, maybe group. I'm not sure. So I'm just recording all the trainings, expecting to launch. And yesterday, I recorded a video, decided maybe I'll test, I'll see if there is enough interest. So I recorded a video, and around 8 o'clock last night, on a Sunday night, hoping that nobody will see my email, I sent out an email, a cryptic email, essentially, and I want to read you this email, okay? And, before I read this email, the idea was, yeah, I'll send this email, nobody's going to read this, maybe tomorrow people will read, and then they will respond. If they do, then I will get back to them, something like that. So my idea was that I ask for interest. I send an email. I'll say, hey, if you're interested, I recorded a video. If you're interested, let me know, and I'll send you the video. It's not for everybody. It's only for you. If you're a career professional and you're struggling. Okay, that was the idea. I sent this email at 8 o'clock, and then I went out for dinner to get some food. And by the time I got my food, my life changed. I'll tell you how, okay? So here is the email. I said, the email goes, the subject line says, frustrated with your career lately? Then read this email. That's the subject line. And I said, inside, I said, hey, I just recorded a killer video. I'm sure you'll love it. This is for you if you, number one, are working in your current job for 6 to 8 years and are looking to move up. Number two, you work more and make less. Rewards don't justify the effort. Number three, you had been applying for jobs and are getting dismal or no response. Hence, you have stalled the search. Number four, you are skilled and experienced but are not able to convey your value. That means you have a weak resume and a profile. Number five, you don't have a network to tap into. More family than professional connections on LinkedIn. Number six, you experience skills gap and questionable experience syndrome. In other words, low confidence. Number seven, you do not have any of the above mentioned problems, but you want to prevent them from happening in the future. You also made a disclaimer there. I said at the bottom, the number seven was a disclaimer, by the way. And thereafter, I made one more disclaimer. I said, the video is not about making six-figure income, as most of my subscribers are all six-figure earners. It's about having a secure, fearless, and a happy career. Okay, so that's the email. And I said, do you want to check out the video? Just hit reply mentioning interested and I will send you the link. I sent that email. That's the email, the entire copy of the email. I sent an email. I went to get some food. I arrived at the restaurant and next thing I know, my order did not go through. So I had to wait for them to make the food. 20 minutes. In those 20 minutes, I was getting emails, email after email after email. Interested. So I was waiting there and I said, okay, I just responded to everyone because I didn't want them to wait. I said, I'm out right now, but once I'm back at the desk, I'll send you the link. But can you tell me which number do you resonate most with? or which number describes your problem the most? And people started responding to that. By the time I was back, I had about like 100 some odd emails already to respond to. So I started sending them the links, and all night I was awake. The email was coming and I was sending them the links. But here is the important part. This video was about how to come up with a resume, how to come up with confidence, and how to ask for a job. And what I was demonstrating in that email was, I was asking. You see, I was creating interest. So I sent that email to 8,000 people. I got 100 emails back last night. So those 100 people showed some interest. Now, the bullets in that email were all in increasing order of complexity. Some said, responded back saying, I can resonate with point number one, which is, you know, I'm in the same job for 6 to 8 years, I'm looking to move up. Some said I can resonate with number six, which is skills gap and questionable experience syndrome. That's what I'm experiencing. So low confidence. Some people got back by saying number seven, which is I do not have any of the above mentioned problems, but I want to prevent them. Now, increasing order of complexity. So number one is easy to fix. Number two is a little bit difficult, harder to fix than number one. Number three is more harder than number one and two, but number seven is extremely hard to fix. Why? Because number seven means that you have to have some level of control across all the top six. Good that you are trying to prevent, but then you really do not know what you are trying to prevent. So you need to focus on all of the above six to not to happen in future. Okay, so that was the psychology behind that email. By asking them, which number do you resonate most with? What I was doing was I was actually increasing their interest. So I was making sure that there is tremendous amount of response. I sent the video. And in that video, I also make a couple of disclaimers. I say, you know, there is sound, I'm recording this. There's no PowerPoint. I'm going to scribble stuff on the screen. So not a great video, not a great representation of my idea. But the model is the key. So what I'm doing is I'm qualifying people who should read this email, people who should resonate with the points. If anybody doesn't resonate with that seven, then they're not, literally. Some people do want to know what I'm doing, not necessarily what I can do for them, but what I'm doing with my life. Obviously, they just respond just like that. So it's fine. But then every step is a qualification. So first email, asking for interest. Once they show the interest, send the video. Inside the video, there are some disclaimers. At the end of the video, hey, this is the model. Do you want it? If you want, I want to get on a 10-minute call with you to see if you are the right fit and if I'm the right fit for you. And if we figure out that we are the right fit, then I'll show you exactly what I can do to implement or what you can do to implement this model into your career right now. I have great intent. I know this is an incredible model, what I have, and whatever I'm going to do to people is going to help. So from my side, I have a very clear intent. Problem is, then if I don't create the desire in the people who are whom I'm trying to help, then it's not going to be a good synergy. If not a good synergy, everything is going to fall apart. You see that? The same thing applies to your job search. You got to create the interest. You got to create, first of all, get their attention. I got attention by sending the subject line. Not necessarily the whole email. The subject line was attention grabber. I built enough interest by the email. And then once they said, I'm interested, I built a desire by sending the video. And now hopefully the desire is enough so that they get on a call with me. If they get on a call with me, I'm going to change their life. I know that. Case in point, if you are looking for a job, my suggestion, don't simply blindly send your resume to the recruiters or to the hiring managers. Instead, why not ask them, I understand your problem. This is how, and this is what I have done in the past. This is what I do now. And this is how I would solve your problem. And this is how I can liberate you from the pain that you're going through. More or less, in those lines, somewhat like that. Why not send that first message? Let them say yes, and then you follow up with your resume. You see that? Let them qualify, let them raise their hands, and then you have to do what you have to do. If you preempt the whole process with a resume, I don't know. It's hit and miss. Hopefully this was helpful. If it was, do me a favor. Share it with your friends and family. That's the first thing you do. And write me a review. Rate the podcast. And I'll be back here tomorrow. So you have a profitable Monday. I'll see you early and bright on Tuesday. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarapalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.